Children should in principle never be deprived of liberty. It should only be a measure of last resort. In reality, we don't really know how many children are deprived of liberty. I visited so many different detention facilities where I found children in very deplorable situations, because we are not only talking about children who are in pre-trial detention or even after having been sentenced in prisons, but there are many other reasons. For instance, if you think about children on the move, migrant and refugee children with their families or even unaccompanied minors, and very often they end up in migration detention centers for quite a long period of time. You might have children that spend some time with their parents who are incarcerated. That's another category. There are many child soldiers that are also imprisoned by the other side of the armed conflict, in the context of the fight against terrorism and for security reasons might be locked up. They might be institutionalized for their own protection in relation to drug use, in relation to that they are difficult to educate, but they are under the level of criminal responsibility. They are put in children's homes that very often are in fact deprivation of liberty, because they can't simply leave these institutions.
Is this a global issue, or are there any particular countries where there is a rise in the number of children who are being detained?
It's really a global issue. You find it in, for instance, unaccompanied refugee children. You find in Europe, you find in the United States, so in the rich countries where they are coming, and very often the authorities feel that there are no alternatives than simply putting them in detention. In relation to juvenile justice, of course, there are differences. There are many countries that have a very low age of criminal responsibility, and I have seen in many African countries, for instance, that children were simply locked up because they have committed a crime at the age of 7, 8, 9. And I think this is not the way you should deal with children. They need better education, they need social care, but not being locked away in a prison. So it is really a global phenomenon.
You've been conducting a global study on children deprived of liberty. What are some of the key points of this research, and what do you aim to achieve?
One of the main ideas of the global study is trying to collect reliable statistical data on how many children disaggregated by gender, by age, etc., so that we really know what is the global situation, but also that we involve the kids. So the kids should play an active role in speaking out. And of course, we are looking for best practices from all regions in the world, but the main bulk will be dependent on all the data that we can collect from all countries in the world. So we need the cooperation of states, and some of those data are not that easy. They are not available, so they have to collect those data. But it is very important that we know the phenomenon. So what is the magnitude of this phenomenon? And then we have to look into what are the root causes, what is the length of detention, and what can be done in order to reduce that. I mean, the aim is that children should actually not be deprived of liberty. That is our overall aim.
So what can the UN and other world organizations do to support this study?
The UN, of course, is the major institution, and there are many agencies. For instance, UNICEF is playing a very important role to assist us there in collecting the data, assist governments to actually being able to get those data. There's a coalition of about 100 or more NGOs saying this is a very important topic, and we want this global study as a basis then for our advocacy work, for recommendations to states, but also to international organizations, how we should deal with this problem, which is really a terrible problem. I can tell you from my own experience, it was sometimes heartbreaking if you come to a detention facility and you see all those kids whose future is destroyed, because if you lock them up for a few years, then you destroy their hopes, their life.